What's up, angels? It's your girl, Adine Howard. Make sure you tune in to the Honey Lounge with Teddy Bear, Tuesday through Friday, 1 through 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
On a magnificent Friday afternoon. How's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear, and welcome to the Zone of LOTO Radio. I have been waiting for a very long time to have this very talented, super talented young lady on the show, Grammy-nominated multi-platinum recording artist and actress, the captivating, Lord have mercy, Nikki Howard. So on behalf of the Zone and the Teddy Bear, it is my pleasure and honor to welcome to the Zone, Nikki Howard. My queen, how have you been doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine, my lovely one. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us today. And congratulations on the new single.
Thank you.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something. You had me at hello, my love. You just, you have never been afraid to speak your mind and give your opinions on anything and everything. But I must ask you, what took you so long to bless us with some new music?
Oh, wow. It's just, you got to feel it, you know? You got to feel it, like. I had such a really wonderful catalog, and it's been really fun singing all the old songs. And, you know, every, like, 3 years I make a record. There's several things that are on, you can find them on YouTube or iTunes and all that kind of stuff. But this was just something I felt.
So you just basically went with a vibe, say it's time to get back in the studio and do something.
No, I just felt like, I feel like I needed to make this song.
Okay. Yeah. Well, for those, go right ahead.
Mm-hmm.
No, what I was going to say was, I said, for those who are not aware and have not had an opportunity to see you perform live, you'll definitely get the opportunity, because Mickey will be performing on June 1st through June the 3rd at Yoshi's in Oakland. And be sure to go to Yoshi's official website. That's at www.yoshis.com to purchase your tickets. Now, again, you're teasing this with a slice of cheesecake. I must ask you, when can we expect a full album or an EP from you?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. We're working on it. I mean, you know, it just doesn't make sense. People don't really buy CDs and things like that. To me, it's just better to do it as I feel it.
Oh, Mickey, you're making it hard on us.
It's harder on me out here, man. It's not like it used to be. This is not on a major label. We don't have like a major team behind us. All we have is you guys, you know, the fans,
right,
the friends, and things like that. So it's kind of hard now, you know. Major labels don't sign artists based on their talent and ability. It's about your age group, and I'm totally out of the age group for signing. It's about twerking and, you know, all that stuff now, so.
Well, you know, I've always had my mindset, there's a difference between a singer and a vocalist, and I've always looked at you as being a vocalist, and I'm glad you brought that up as far as how the industry has changed. The lack of artist development, the lack of signing people based upon their talent, as you said, now everything is predicated on people getting out there and twerking, and the more exposure that you show of your bodily parts, the more the record company can basically leech off of you and make money. And you've always expressed your displeasure on how the industry has changed. What has it been like for you now to sit up here and navigate through social media, being able to let people know that you still are making music, that you still are performing? What has that been like for you?
Well, I'm completely grateful and thankful for social media. It's given me a way to go directly to the people without having to go through the middleman and hear the record company say, well, you can't wear this and you shouldn't look like that and you should, you know, it's just like, hey, if you love it, love it. If you don't, go keep it moving, you know. It's been really good for me.
I always thought since you had, because on a few occasions, you've actually dabbled as far as being an actress, a very good actress. I thought, I said, you know what, if she's not going to make music anymore, I thought for sure you would thoroughly just throw yourself completely into acting. Do you have anything upcoming, or is it something particular that you would possibly like to do as far as in the acting genre?
Well, yeah, I'm actually working on a movie right now. I wrote a screenplay, and it's really, really good, and I'm working on it right now.
Oh, okay, sweet. You're speaking it for what? All right. I said, okay, that's good. I said, I got to ask her that. It has been challenging trying to survive into today's music. And it seems to me that a lot of our R&B music is not being played on quote-unquote celestial radio. But outside the United States, there's always been a lot of love and a lot of respect. You had an opportunity to tour all over the world. Can you give the listeners out there at least an idea as far as what the difference is, as far as the listeners' receptions outside the United States, as far as embracing R&B music and what's taking place right now currently here in the States?
Wow. There's a bigger demand overseas for the mature R&B artists. And, you know, in America, we're youth-oriented, so they're always looking for the next young thing here. But It's the same appreciation level as far as I'm concerned when I sing it to crowds in America, which I'm primarily an artist that plays mostly in America. It's the same. I always wonder, do they know what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? But they understand the feeling and the passion.
I've always wanted to ask you this, in just my personal feeling, do you think, because you've always been so outspoken, that it can be somewhat intimidating to labels to invest in an artist like yourself, because you are outspoken and you're not going to allow people to kind of control you like a puppet?
Oh, yeah, that was my problem in my early years. She's out of control. You know, you can't control Mickey Howard. She's crazy. She's all that crazy stuff, and it's not like that. It's like, I'm just not going to do anything that I don't feel is appropriate, you know, and that's just it.
Because what I'm looking at now is very few artists, as far as female artists of color, that have actually been, as far as being able to cross over and reach the masses. I mean, you've had Whitney Houston, God rest her soul, and right now, currently, with Beyonce. And I've always looked at you, again, as a very talented vocalist, and I said, what's missing? And I said, and at any time when you kind of sit back, and do you think there's anything that you possibly could have done somewhat differently? If you had to go back in the time machine, let's say 20 years, do you think if there's anything you could have done differently, would you? Would you have?
You would be asking God to do something different, you know, because everything is, for me, is led by God, and whatever comes to me, before me, is driven by God. I certainly could not have been prepared for the kind of success that Whitney and some of the other ones, even Anita Baker, and,
right.
you know, they're pretty big artists, you know, and the Mary J. Blige's, and so I probably wouldn't have been prepared for that kind of excuse me, I mean, you know, there's so many pitfalls, and, you know, I had my turn, and if I was probably millions and millions of dollars ahead, you guys probably never heard from me again. Yeah.
That's what I love about you, my queen. I always speak the truth. Well, tell
yeah,
us about
it's like, yeah. God didn't allow that, and he had a reason.
Right. I understand. The new single, I love it. Very soulful, Fed Up. Can you tell the listeners out there about the new single?
Well, it's called Fed Up, and it's really, you know, like a girlfriend telling her girlfriend or her sister or something, like, you should really be fed up with the way you're being treated.
Right.
You know, I can't keep going through this with you, you know. And it's the same thing on another level for all of us here on earth. We should be fed up with the violence and the mistreatment and maltreatment of different ones, especially in the African American community in America. We have certainly a challenge to be, you know, just considered equal and as having human rights and things like that. We should all be fed up and ready to do what it takes to move on to the next level.
You have been such a very positive role model, especially for a lot of up-and-coming young female artists who really adore you. For those who've had an opportunity to come down and actually speak with you, have conversations about you, conversations with you, what are some of the things or the knowledge that you've given them as far as what to be aware of when they try to initially get involved in this industry?
Well, you know, young people don't listen. And I talk to quite a few of them.
Right.
And they still, you know, they go, they think, like, oh, you don't know nothing. You know, they do it like this now. And I'm like, I was here when they was doing it the other way, and I was here when it started like this. And I'm like, you can't compare then to now, you know what I mean? I try to tell the young people to stay positive, to do what they feel is right as far as their music is concerned. Let the music be an example of who you are and what you are and not what somebody is putting on you. And, you know, if you twerk, at least do it with your clothes on. I mean, you know. You ain't got to be naked to sing. You sound the same.
So it is written. So it shall be done. Well, far be it for the teddy bear to deprive the many listeners out there from great music. So let's get into it. Here's the latest from the super talented Mickey Howard, of course, Fed Up, here in the zone of LOTL Radio.
You lost all your friends, doing this again and again. Girl, let you die. Girl, you need to be fed up with that. I can't even believe it. Ain't you too old for this? I don't know how many more times I can take you to the urgent care. With this lying, with this cheating, you ought to be.
And remember, family, the new single is available as we speak via iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. And for those who like to live a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Stop by Mickey's official website. That's at www.mickeyhowardmedia.com. You can connect with her, follow her, support her through all the various social media outlets. And also remember, on June 1st through June the 3rd, she will be performing live at Yoshi's in Oakland, California. That's at 510 Embarcadero West. That's in Oakland, California, 94607. And the telephone number is area code 510-238-9200. And remember to get to the tickets and get to the official website at yoshis.com. My love, it has been an honor to have you on the show. Please do not wait too long to bless us with some new music. If I have to come out to Oakland to track you down, I'll have me do that, young lady.
Oh, we used to come anyway. Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm looking forward to seeing you perform. And whenever you get that vibe and you're feeling like you want to do something, bless us with some more music. Because when I first heard the single, I said, wait a minute. I said, is this Mickey or is this Mavis Staples? I said, Lord. I said, okay.
Oh, my God. Mavis Staples is my godmother. I love her. We were trying to give you a little bit of the Staples. Yes, because that style of singing should not go away. It should not go away.
I did. I first did with my program director, first brought it to him, and she said, Teddy Bear, Mickey has some new music. I said, Mickey who? Mickey Howard. I said, you got to be, I ain't going to say what I said. I said, wait, you kidding me? You need to listen to this single. And I said, wait a minute, is that Mickey or is that Mavis Staples? I mean, you embraced her vibe and the essence of what Mavis Staples sounds like. I became completely enamored with the single. So congratulations with us. This is your home. Whatever you need, please do not hesitate. Let the teddy bear come.
Oh, you make me. I just feel so good. Thank you. I could just cry because I'm just. I love Mavis, and I really was a tribute to Mavis too.
You be safe out there. Stay sweet, okay?
Thank you so much.
My pleasure, my queen. The very talented Mickey Howard here in the zone. Lord have mercy. I'm a little T.O. Radio. Got to pick a little, two and two. Got to pay some bills, yeah. Pay the costs. To be the boss while you're vibing in the zone, Miles J. I'll be there here on LOTO.